I think we will be further along in developing the role of the mind, not the brain, but the role of the mind, because the mind is only partially in the brain, and it's partially in the heart, and it's partially in the gut, and it surrounds our body. And the mind is also in the cosmos. That's how we connect together on some of these energy medicines. And I have 10 points that I'm trying to get doctors to go into beyond blended medicine. It's 10 points of chronobiology, of frequencies that we go through, 20 circadian rhythms, weekly rhythms, 28-day rhythms, annual rhythms, 1.3-year rhythms, and then all of the Reiki and extra ways of healing the body for blended medicine. And so I'm only trying to change the medical profession again. You know, I changed it in going into devices, implantable devices. Now we implant a device at Medtronic every 5 seconds someplace in the world when it's being used. But they're for pain, for depression, for brain implants. We put a lot in the brain for Parkinson's. We have something like 70 or 80,000 Parkinson's patients that have been relieved of their tension. We have tons of pain relief patients who receive relief, pain relief. And then we have an implantable pump so that we can pump in fluids that need to be used slowly, like for dystonia or contractions of cerebral palsy. We can release all those. It's so many ways, because the body is all an electrical machine, and most of the problems are defects in the electronic systems, and so they can be substituted for by implantable devices. Now, you know, nobody thinks anything of putting something in the body. I have a pacemaker, and I have an insulin pump, and I often wear an automatic recorder of insulin every 5 minutes. And then I have 2 stents in my heart. That's why I'm on Plavix, to keep the blood flowing through the stents. It's amazing what we can do now in implanting in the body, but it started with the pacemaker.